You've downloaded a WGN Radio podcast. Sports Central with David Kaplan.
It's something that no one anticipated.
Presley looks to bring it in. He comes in.
The man who helped build six world championship teams is Jerry Krause, and he sings a very familiar tune when I asked him to describe Michael Jordan.
The original impression of Michael was that he was a great competitor. I did not know how good a player he was going to be. I don't think anybody knew. I'm not sure Michael knew. I don't think at that time when we got him, he was not a quality shooter, and there were some questions about whether he would be, and he spent tremendous amount of time and developed his skills, and he was a tremendous competitor.
Was that the first thing you remember about initially watching him? Because you guys took over a team. Jerry Reinsdorf said, Jerry, I want you to come over. I want you to run this thing. You had to do basically, other than Michael, a complete rebuild, not just of the on-floor players, but of the image of the franchise, the type of people that they were bringing in, and that's exactly where you got started.
Well, you know, we knew that we had a lot of work to do, and I sat down and spent all the time with Michael, and he impressed me with his desire to win and the things that he would have liked to accomplish, and we were able to bring in players that could play with Michael and players that he could play with. And then I think after a couple of years when Phil really took the job and brought in the triangle offense with him, that really took off for us in the sense of Michael was able to score easier, and he was able to score in ways he had never thought about scoring because it hadn't been available to him. And it made his job easier, and yet at the same time kept him offensively made it easier, and it kept him fresh to be the best defensive player in a game. So there were many things, but his competitiveness just stood out. Very few youngsters have that fire in their belly that Michael had.
We're talking with Jerry Krause, longtime executive VP and general manager of the Chicago Bulls. Do you believe, looking back on it now, it's hard to believe it's been 22 years since you drafted Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant. Do you believe Scottie would have become the player he became, top 50 all-time, without having Michael next to him?
No, I do not. Scottie originally was headed for the Sacramento club had we not jumped ahead of him in the draft, and that would have been a completely different situation from him for him. I think that Scottie benefited tremendously by playing against Michael in practice. When we drafted Scottie, he was just a young, raw kid that had played Division II basketball and had great natural ability. But it had to be brought out, and I think a lot of it was brought out by Michael in the sense that in practice every day that first year, if looking back on it, you know, Scottie didn't start for us that first year. Brad Seller started in that spot and played more minutes than Scottie did. But Michael killed him every day in practice. And Scottie had enough toughness in him to withstand it. There have been other players who Michael challenged in practice and weren't able to stand up to it. And Michael stood up, Scottie stood up to Michael in practice and learned a tremendous amount. And I think that was probably the key thing in Scottie's career.
Jerry, looking at the way you scouted, I mean, they gave you the nickname the Sleuth because you went places other people didn't have the time to go do or the inclination. You found different guys. Scottie Pippen out of Central Arkansas. But did you also, when you watched guys, and I remember sitting talking scouting with you 20-some years ago, you talked about athleticism and court knowledge. Did you also have to look at guys and say, God, he's a good player, he's a good athlete, but I don't know if he's mentally tough enough to play with Michael?
Yeah, that happened a number of times. We made some mistakes. Some guys who we brought in, who we brought in and traded, and draft, and they weren't good enough to play with Michael in the sense that Michael would wear them down in practice and beat them up, and they didn't respond. And then we always used to ask a question of every youngster when we brought him in and interviewed him. One of the main questions was that we'd say to the young man, you're in a huddle and it's the end of the game, and Phil calls a play, and it's a play that is designed for somebody other than Michael. And you get out on the floor, and Michael says, the heck with that. Just get me the damn ball, and I'll win it. And I said to the youngster, what would you do? And if the youngster told me he was going to listen to Michael, then I didn't want him. Because the idea was to listen to coach.
Right.
And the idea was to play team basketball, and despite the greatest player, the greatest guard that ever played the game, it was a team game. And we had to have guys who would respect the team and respect Michael at the same point.
You look back, Jerry, at as the team developed and how far down it was when you took over to where you got it to win six championships, there had to be moments where Michael wanted to win, as you said, he's the ultimate competitor, so badly that he would point the finger not just at you but at management in general. They got to get me this guy. They got to get me that guy. And you knew, look, we're letting this thing grow. I'm like a chef here. We're letting this thing cook. It's not there yet.
To put it mildly, Michael and I had some disagreements over players, and that's fine. Michael was respected, and we certainly felt very strongly about his opinions. But when you're running a club and your object is winning world championships, which was our goal from day one, we were not going to be satisfied with less than world championships, that you have to make decisions that are tough, and a player may like a player from school he was at, or he may like a player for different reasons, and or he may want you to get a veteran player who we'd go scout and didn't particularly think would fit in with us. So there were decisions that had to be made, and some of them obviously were highly talked about in the media, but in the end it came out extremely well, and we were fortunate to win championships and to do it in a manner that we played the game the right way. I think one of the things that that people can say is we played the game the way it should have been played. When Phil took it over and Tex was able to do what he did offensively, and Phil was able to pick Tex's brain like no brain has ever been picked, we started to play the game the way I wanted it played, and the way we thought that Jerry and I thought that it was the right way to play the game. And Michael, of course, was the major part of that thing, but a lot of guys contributed to it, and they all had fun doing it.
You know, and we're talking with Jerry Krause. I had Jerry Reinsdorf on earlier in the show, and he said, let me tell you something. He said, I had to step in sometimes when Michael wanted Walter Davis to name one. He goes, and that's, you know, one that was public. He said, I had to let Jerry do his job.
Well, in that case in particular, when Michael wanted Walter, and I sent Jimmy Stack, the scout, Walter, and he came back and he said, Jerry, he's finished. And then Michael, I told Michael that. Michael still was adamant, so I went. I scouted him three times myself. And I came back and I said, there's no way. And I told Michael, we're just not going to do this. And sadly for Walter Davis, it turned out he was through.
Right.
But we kept on winning. And that's one of those things. David, that's not, I'd rather have a guy who wants to win all the time and wants to make suggestions than somebody who just sits there and scores his points and doesn't care whether you win or not.
Thanks to former Bulls general manager Jerry Krause for his thoughts on Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
You've downloaded a WGN Radio podcast. Yeah! Sports Central with David Kaplan.